You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's April 4th, 2024, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every Thursday morning I bring you the latest video game impressions, industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in just 15 minutes. To ensure that you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show, which is available on all major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube. And it would be wonderful if you left a review while you're there to help spread the word about the show. Also, look for Midlife Side Quest on Threads if you'd like to chat about today's episode or whatever you got going on. I'm happy to chat. I'm also happy that you've tuned in today, because on this episode, I'm going to be talking about Planet Zoo Console Edition. But first, I'm sending out this week's positive vibes to Tekken director Katsuhiro Harada. Harada posted online last weekend trying to figure out why so many of his followers were requesting that the restaurant Waffle House be added as a stage in Tekken 8. He wrote on Saturday, "Please be sure to explain the basis for the request, including the original story, history, and background. I look forward to an explanation from someone who knows more." I guess nobody had filled him in on the joke that Waffle House is a terrible restaurant where people sometimes like to beat the crap out of each other. He then responded with an unexpectedly sincere reply, stating that it's basically up to the Waffle House legal team, which, let's be honest, probably has other problems at the moment. "If the restaurant chain's headquarters refuses to accept my proposal," he wrote, "it will not happen." Oh, Harada-san, I'm sorry you got dragged into how stupid and ridiculous America can be sometimes. But at the same time, I kind of want this to happen. That the first zoo in the United States opened on July 1st, 1874 in Philadelphia? Or that the first modern zoo dates back even further to 1793 in Paris, France? Or that the earliest evidence of zoological collections goes all the way back to ancient Egypt and the 35th century BC? Incredible. Anyway, all of those zoos sucked because they didn't have Frank the Otter. That's because Frank the Otter lives at my zoo, and he is amazing, and I love him. He likes swimming, playing with his toy submarine, and hanging out with his otter brothers and sisters. Frank is one of the many reasons why I have become pretty addicted to Planet Zoo for the past week or so. Planet Zoo is what I call a time suck game. One or two of these come around each year, and I find myself staying up way past my bedtime to play, or getting up early on the weekends before anyone else is out of bed to get in some time. It happened with House Flipper, Farm Together, and Chef Life. I don't know exactly what it is that makes these games so addicting, but it's happened again with Planet Zoo. I made the mistake of checking how many hours I've logged in on my Xbox the other day, and I will not be doing that again. So the first thing about the game that I want to call out is the level of customization they allow, which lets you create the exact experience that you want. I started off with the campaign mode, but after about half an hour, I realized that I didn't want to be playing scenarios with pre-made zoos. So I switched to the sandbox mode, which lets you start everything from scratch. And here you can tweak dozens of options. For instance, sandbox mode defaults to unlimited money, so you can go nuts. But I wanted like a little bit of a challenge to gauge how well my zoo was actually doing. So I turned money back on, but I did give myself, you know, like a nice little starting nest egg. You can also turn off things like animal deaths and sickness, weather, staffing challenges, protesters. The list goes on and on. If there's a feature in the game, you can probably adjust it to fit your playstyle. So then I got started with building Shizen Zoo. And let me say, there are so many things to learn and options to discover that I would just plan on messing around with a starter zoo for a while and then scratching that after you start to figure things out. I put several hours into my first zoo before I started to realize all of the ways that I could have done it better. So I scrapped it and I started again. The large number of features can definitely seem kind of overwhelming at first, but just give it time and be patient, and eventually it'll start to click and you'll be zipping around between the menus in no time. I decided I wanted to do a very kind of naturalistic Asian-themed zoo, so I started by creating my paths and lining them with bamboo groves and cherry blossoms. Then I put in a few enclosures and started things off with Bengal tigers. When placing animals, you really have to pay attention to the needs of the animal. What climate is it used to? If your zoo is, you know, set in a tropical area and you're adding an animal from cold weather climates, you might need to put in coolers to keep it at the right temperature. Then you have to see what each animal likes. Long grass, short, dirt and soil. You got to get the right vegetation for them, the correct feeders, toys to keep them engaged, and objects to climb on. You know, you can't just throw a monkey in a cage and call it a day. You can also check to see what other species they get along with in case you want to have more than one animal in one enclosure. It's super fun to mess around and sculpt and build these perfect little homes for your animals. But it's not just the animals that you have to worry about. You've got to keep the guests happy too. So you've got to make sure you have enough food stalls, educational materials, restrooms, and places for them to sit. Plus staff to take care of the animals, clean the zoo, repair anything that breaks. It's a lot to juggle. There's a lot going on, especially as your zoo grows and gets bigger and bigger and you're balancing multiple issues at once, which can also wreak havoc on the frame rate. But again, if it gets overwhelming, you can turn off certain problems if you just don't want to worry about cleaning up elephant poop or deal with angry protesters who are mad that your panda enclosure is overcrowded. For me, I turned off lots of those features so that I could just mostly create, you know, the most beautiful zoo possible. And that's been a lot of fun. I have struggled with some of the intricacies of the building tools from time to time. There have been moments when paths wouldn't connect, and I just couldn't figure out why, and placing down tracks for the Jeep adventure ride was an exercise in frustration because I would run into an area of land that just wasn't quite level enough, so it wouldn't let me do it. It hasn't been enough to ruin the experience or really hurt it dramatically, but I have turned off the game in frustration once or twice. The possibilities are pretty endless in Planet Zoo, and it's become a great game for me to relax with at the end of the night. My daughter's gotten into it, you know, too, quite a bit. She gets really excited and proud to show me what she's been working on when I get home from work. It's a great game. You just need to be willing to put in the hours to get to know all the systems and tools and try not to get frustrated if you hit a few bumps along the path. Speaking of animals, do you know what the worst thing about having pets is? It's the poop. If you've got dogs, you've got to follow behind them with a little plastic bag like some kind of weirdo with a turd fetish. And if you have cats, you've got to scoop it out of a litter box like you're looking for clams. And I've got cats. I also have two lazy children, which means that it always falls on me to clean the litter box. And you know what? I'm getting old. I'm tired. I've got a bad back. And I'm sick of being hunched over a sandy crap box all the time. So there's got to be a better way, right? Well, there is. And it not only accomplishes my goal of eliminating all the time I spend scooping poops, but it also satisfies my nerdy need to have as many household devices connected to my Wi-Fi network as possible. And it's called the Litter Robot 4.0. This thing's kind of amazing. First of all, it looks like some sort of cryo chamber or rocket ship, which makes our cats look like furry little pooping astronauts. And the thing works. The chamber rotates after each visit, siphoning out the clumps and leaving fresh, clean litter. It even connects to an app so you can see how much waste and litter are in it, as well as which cats have used it. And when using the built-in scale and profiles for each kitty, it's wild. I named my robot Hal, by the way. I'm telling you, I don't know how I lived without this thing before, but I don't think I can ever go back. You cannot put a price on always having a clean, fresh litter box. Actually, you can. It's $700. Last week's question for polling at Threads was, what is your favorite work by Akira Toriyama? And unsurprisingly, the majority of you picked Dragon Ball Z with 59%. Second place went to Chrono Trigger with 36%, and Dragon Quest came in third with 5%. I think just about everybody can look back at his body of work and find characters or designs that really mean something to them. Okay, for this week's Polling at Threads, we're going to do something fun and different. For the next four episodes, we're going to pick the Mount Rushmore of video game developers. Each week, I'll give you four choices, and after those 4 weeks are done, we will have our picks for the most iconic game creators of all time. Sound like fun? All right. So this week, you have to choose between Todd Howard of Fallout and Elder Scrolls fame, Shinji Mikami, creator of Resident Evil, Hironobu Sakaguchi from Final Fantasy, and Ed Boon, the creator of Mortal Kombat. Oh, this is going to be tough. Go visit Midlife Side Quest on Threads after the show to cast your vote, and I will share the results on next week's episode. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. I appreciate you making time in your day for me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts, and don't forget to subscribe and leave a review while you're there. Until next time, be well and happy gaming.